Moncrief on News Talk.
At auctions, you can buy just about anything, toilet seats or moustache combs, and you can pay big money too, as long as it's associated with someone famous. Kiara Brown from The Times has been looking at some examples of this. Afternoon, Kiara.
Hello, thanks so much for having me on.
How do you actually even get to the position where you can sell somebody's ashes? I'm thinking about poor old Truman Capote.
I know. That one to me, I was almost not sure whether even to put that one on there because it is sort of a crazy thing to think about buying someone's ashes for fun.
Yeah. So who owned them and who wanted to sell them?
So after he passed away, half of his ashes were given to his friend Joanne Carson, who because he had passed away in her house, and then she had one half, and the other half went to his ex Jack Dunphy, and then basically after she passed away, she half of the ashes she had buried in a cemetery in LA, and then the other half ended up as part of her estate and then ended up finally on auction. So the problem is with a lot of these things, it's a lot of times they'll go to anonymous bidders, so it's hard to really know why somebody would buy them. But I think people just like having a piece of history, and this is a type of history you can have in your home.
And what, $6,000 odd it went for?
So it was valued at $6,000, but ultimately went for $43,750.
Wow. But I suppose you could say, you know whose ashes they are? That's Truman Capote. But then again, you could just get a bowl and put Truman Capote's name on it.
Exactly. So, how could you even verify that they were the ashes? I'm not sure. But the company who ended up selling it is called Julian's Auctions, and they're kind of known for doing these sort of over-the-top celebrity memorabilia auctions. So they were also involved in Michael Jackson's estate sale, and they've done a lot of those big, flashy Hollywood auctions.
Yeah. Now, a sculpture of a goat that was made by King Charles.
Yes.
Is it any good? Have you seen pictures of it? Does it look like a goat?
So I've seen pictures of it. Before I say what I think of it, I will preface it by saying I'm not so tuned into the world of sculpture, so I could be missing something. But I think it's pretty rudimentary. It is small enough to fit in the palm of your hand. It looks like probably, I wouldn't say like a little kid made it, but definitely a teenager who didn't have a great love of ceramics.
Okay, that's very kind. If you were to look at it and nobody told you what it was, would you say that's a goat, or would you say, well, it's some sort of four-limbed animal, but it could be a horse?
You can. I'd say the horns and the kind of, it has like a beard. It's definitely goat-like. You can tell.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. And that went for how much?
So that one went for £8,500 when it got put up for auction this year. And just for reference, supposedly it fits in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. And he created this work of art when he was a teenager, when he was at Cambridge, or a bit older than that.
Yes, exactly. So he made it when he was at Cambridge, and then it somehow got into the hands of a woman who worked as a cook at Cambridge, and then it got then passed down to her great nephew, a guy named Raymond Patton, who is a Canadian, who then ultimately put it up for auction like 50 years later.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. It came into the possession of a cook. That bit's a bit murky. He just left it behind someplace. John Lennon's.
You can imagine.
Yeah. John Lennon's toilet. Now, is it his entire toilet or just the toilet seat?
So it's the it's sort of like the main bowl. So there's no seat on it,
but
it's the porcelain bowl underneath, which apparently he had suggested. So he ended up giving it to a building worker on the property that he was living on at the time, Tittenhurst Park, and he had suggested that the guy he gave it to use it as a plant pot. But ultimately, ended up just sitting in his shed, I think, until he put it up for auction, however many years later.
Okay. How did he even go about proving it was John Lennon's toilet?
So that part, it's been verified, but I think just because it was given to him directly by John Lennon, and there's proof that he was working for them at that time. That's sort of how the provenance, that how the path got sorted. But yeah, it's definitely a funny gift. I don't know what I would do if I got one of those.
And it, how much did that sell for?
So that one sold for 9,500 pounds at auction.
Okay. And do we know who bought it?
That one also was a buyer, an international anonymous buyer at the who was an attendee of the annual Beatles convention in Liverpool in 2010.
So we don't know if this person just has it on display or whether it's actually plumbed into their house. And whenever a guest, you know, visits their house, they're almost begging them to use the toilet so they can tell them afterwards.
And they don't really understand why. He's like, please, just go to the downstairs bathroom.
You know who did a poo in there once? You'll never guess. Now, Freddie Mercury's moustache comb.
That one is wild.
I would have thought he had a load of moustache combs rather than what just the one. But could you describe this moustache comb? What does it look like?
So this one is special because this was a Tiffany moustache comb. Ooh. And it's kind of silver. So it was a little bit of on the higher end, but it's about the size of a finger. So also not so huge. And when they had originally, so this is actually especially an interesting auction because I think it's the one that sort of kicked off. There's always been an interest in memorabilia, but I think in the last, you know, couple years, there's been a real uptick, and part of it came from this big Freddie Mercury auction that Sotheby's put on. And this mustache comb was originally had a set price of between 400 and 600 pounds, and it went for 152,000 pounds.
Whoa.
That's
extraordinary. Were there bits of his mustache still stuck in it, I wonder? That would probably have added to the price.
Well, exactly. That would be the dream.
Yeah, that would be. Now, this one, I can see how this might be worth a lot of money. The ruby slippers that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz, though, as I understand it, there was more than one pair of slippers.
Yes. So there's a couple of pairs of slippers and some are still on display. I think there's four. But this pair has a really interesting story because the guy who originally had them was a man named Michael Shaw, and he was a big Hollywood memorabilia collector. And he regularly would kind of lend out the slippers to the Judy Garland Museum in Michigan, which is where Judy Garland is from. And then on the third time that he lent them out, they ended up getting stolen, and they were part of like a decade-long heist. And the guy who stole them because he thought that they were made of actual rubies and hadn't actually ever seen The Wizard of Oz, it turns out. But then the FBI ended up finding them and returning them to Michael Shaw. But now it's really interesting because they're going up for auction this year. They're estimated at $3.5 million, but the Judy Garland Museum is desperately trying to buy them back for the museum. So they've gotten the Minnesota government involved, who've already given $100,000. And they have a whole heist, tour you can do at the museum so that then they can, you know, try and raise money to get them and get them to be part of the museum. But who knows what will happen with that?
Yeah, well, hopefully the Judy Garland Museum has increased their security measures since the last time they were there. Kiara Brown is commissioning editor at The Times Luxury. Kiara, thank you very much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.